Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Our guest on This Week in America, B-Poet, loves to create memorable poetry for every adoring fan who loves to appreciate the art of written self-expression. He originates from Indianapolis, Indiana. His passion for poetry and writing remains to be a prime catalyst for his own poetic expertise. B-Poet is a hieroglyphic archaeologist, an aspiring American poet, a freelance writer, author, owner of Freelance Poetry LLC, a graduate at the Institute for Writers writing courses, has been featured in Eber and Wien's Publishing's Best Poets, a poetry compilation book series since 2014, featured in the March and April 2018 issues of Paperclips magazine, B-Poet, author of Origins and the Lost Poetic Archives from an Unknown Scholar, Memoirs, is our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be here, Rick.
I am looking forward to this conversation today. So much to talk about. And I'm so impressed with your writing now. This had to start at some point. I mentioned your background in writing, your passion from an early age. Give us some details in terms of your background in writing. Where did you develop this passion?
Well, I started to develop this passion actually back in 2008. I entered some poetry contests and got accepted, and just that kind of started the fire there to get me to start writing, and it led to being published actually in a compilation series for Eber and Wien actually, and that book was titled From a Window, Wistful Thoughts.
You know, it's interesting. How did it get from I'm enjoying doing this, I think I'm doing it well, I'm getting some accolades for doing it, to getting it published and doing the book that we'll be talking about, the compilation Origins of the Lost Poetic Archives from an Unknown Scholar? How long have you been writing seriously where you thought, you know, I'm really enjoying doing this and I'm going to continue?
That's a very, very good question, Rick, and I'll get into that. So, after that particular publication, and then I really just started writing, kind of like journaling, and then it kind of came about to where, you know, I had an idea as far as to I think it'd be great to show my skills for, like, you know, poetry and freelance writing.
Yes.
So the particular book we're talking about, I've pretty much tried. Well, really, I'm trying to create like a new genre. So like adventure, poetic, like fiction in a sense. So,
yes.
And pretty much just taking my skills and just trying to just create something new, you know.
And that is so difficult. I mean, we think of all the time about, boy, I wish I could come up with a new idea. Well, B-Poet, our guest on the program, has a new idea. Talk about developing that, because you're a pioneer in what you're doing. The book, by the way, is Origins of the Lost Poetic Archives from an Unknown Scholar, Memoirs. You'll find the book available at stratton-press.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Talk about what it's like going through and actually starting something from the beginning. I mean, you're basically creating your rules as you go, aren't you?
Yes. And I'm I'm getting a lot of great feedback from the publisher. So, and, you know, as far as this book is concerned, because it's right now it's in the works for German and French translation. So
amazing.
They've kind of mentioned that to me. So, but really, I just really wanted to stay in my own lane in a sense and try to be a little different, because, you know, I could be, you know, opening the doors up for future writers out there that may just haven't tried to step out their comfort zone a little bit, you know?
Well, it's good motivation for people who've thought about doing something different and reluctant to do that, reticent to jump in and do it, because B-Poet is leading the way. What are your goals as an author? And I think maybe you touched on that, creating a new type of poetry.
Okay.
What are your goals
as an author? What are your goals? Well, really, my goals are to see, how well this Bee Poet series is going to do. It's pretty much poetic fiction in a sense, and there's a storyline, and there's an adventure, and there's other characters that are going to be involved as far as the series is concerned. But it's mainly around or encompassed around, poetry and adventure and discovery. So,
And the reviews have been excellent. People are liking what you're doing. And we'll talk about the characters here in a few minutes. And I'm going to ask you to give you some time to think about this, to read several of the poems that I picked out. I started to put a list together thinking we'll have a little time where you can do this. And I'm up to just about all of them. So I've gone back and I've got it down to a manageable four that we're going to have Bee Poet read on the program. If people are listening, who exactly is Bee Poet? Talk about the name, and I'm giving Bee Poet because if you're Googling Bee-Poet, it's very simple to try to find it. Who is Bee Poet?
Well, actually, Bee Poet is actually he's an extension of myself, actually. So he's kind of like how they say we've lived like a different sorts of lives, throughout our lifetime. So he's kind of another extension of myself as an author. So
it's interesting. And you can Google Bee Poet and you'll find the book. The book is Origins of the Lost Poetic Archive from an Unknown Scholar, a memoir. You'll find it Amazon, Stratton-Press.com. We'll give you all this information on our website. Yeah, give me some of the cast of characters within your book.
Okay, well, so within this series, there's at least four main characters throughout the series. I mean, you have Bee Poet, which you described him earlier. He has an understudy. Her name is Jennifer Rains, and basically, she wants to be like Bee Poet very badly, and she's kind of like a protege. She really admires him and looks up to him. Also, you have Professor Mavi. He's very interesting because he comes along later in the series, and Bee Poet actually goes on a hiatus, and he just leaves a note, and Jennifer's like not knowing what happened, so she's going to get help from her collegiate professor to figure out what happened and why he went on a hiatus. And in this book, when he's going through the Egyptian expedition from 2015. This is like an excerpt of that what happened. Him and Jennifer split up during the adventure, and he runs into this oracle, and his name is Oracle Hotep, which is on the back cover here. And he wakes him up during a 2,000-year slumber, and he's very angry. So a Bee Poet, how can you come in here and woke me up,
Dead yes.
So at the end of the book, there's a section where he has to figure out a riddle in order to put him back to sleep, so he won't curse his life. So a little drama there.
Well, there is, and there's adventure that we're talking about that's in the book, Origins of the Lost Poetic Archive from an Unknown Scholar, Memoirs. Our guest on the program is Bee Poet. So it's not just a book of poetry, is it? There's so much more. There's a story. There's the story beautifully told. This really is a unique concept.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and also under the poem titles, I told the publisher I kind of wanted to have something that kind of reminded people of like hieroglyphics. So there are these symbols beneath the poem titles before you start reading. So you can kind of get a feel of what it's like to be in the Lost Poetic Archives,
Yes. Where did this idea come from? I talk about the this adventure that you've got here. It had to start somewhere. I love the title, Origins of the Lost Poetic Archives from an Unknown Scholar, Memoirs. And several questions come out of just reading the title, but where did this whole idea, where did this whole concept come from?
Well, I've always been fascinated with Egyptian culture and ancient Egypt, because you wonder, like, how did anybody get inspired to build the pyramids, and out of sand, and just how they put everything together. So
Yes.
I thought about that, and then I always wanted to think, a lot of times we wonder where we come from, our ancestry. So that's pretty much, how I came up with this concept, just my wonder for the Egyptian culture and how that came about, and also just pretty much creating a story to where someone's trying to find, like, how he got the gifts he has as a, as a poet, as a writer, and also his love for archaeology, so
It all
or
comes,
hieroglyphics.
well, yeah, it all comes together in B. Poet's book, Origins of the Lost Poetic Archives from an Unknown Scholar. You'll find the book at Amazon, stratton-press.com. Also, the website, Origins of the Lost Poetic Archives.godaddysites.com. That's a mouthful, but we'll have it on our website, so you can go there and link on and get the information. How many poems are in the book?
Great question, Rick. To see, about 52, actually.
Well,
So
yeah,
there's.
and the story, they're all related. The story goes forward. B. Poet is our guest. I'm going to ask you, I don't want to catch you off guard here, but
Yeah,
several
you're fine.
poems, and if you would read them to us. Let's start with Embracing the Sunshine. This is one that I love out of so many. Would you read that for us, please?
Okay, so embracing. Okay, yeah, embracing another sunrise. That's great. Okay, so I'm gonna read that one. So for our listeners out there. So I'm just gonna read the title for all the listeners out there, and then I'm gonna read the poem. So here we go.
Perfect. Yep.
Embracing another sunrise. Another sunrise is reassuring in a sense, for demonstrating that the sun's rays of gifted light will shine upon everyone who welcomes every new day with a smile, to feel whole again as the worthwhile person they want to become, originating from within the core of their spirited soul.
Boy, that's so well done. And you really need to make a copy of that and put it next to your bed. Put it on the bedstand. So here's something that will, as you're reading, you're like, okay, I'm learning something as I'm going. I'm being entertained. And here's something I can hold on to and take with me. I love that. How about the poem, Cherish What You Have?
Cherish what you have. That was a very special one. I had a lot of I had a good time creating that one. So just to kind of to put it together, and also for the listeners out there, and when and if you do get the book, you're going to notice how I like to italicize certain words, and I also have patterns within the poem. So for the lovers of poetry out there. So all right, so this one's Cherish What You Have. Cherish what you have. You never know when and if the next day will be your last. Hug your loved ones who are closest to you. Appreciate and nurture their presence, leaving no clue for ambivalence, as remotely as if they disappeared permanently from plain view. How would you deal with this formality at hand? Many have already become accustomed to this notion. Tried and true, life is such a momentary gift full of joy and virtue, as breathtaking as a rose with thorns colored red instead of blue. Cherish what you have, because the unknown is what shapes the future.
Again, it's something that's so meaningful, something that we need to stop, sort of slow down, and embrace some of the messages that B. Poet has in his book. And boy, this is one so well done, beautifully written and read as well. Another one that captured my attention, again, is so meaningful. The climb is more significant than reaching the mountaintop. Read that if you would, please. Maybe a little bit of background on where that idea came from, that concept.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was I was actually in a inspirational type of mood that day when I came up with this. And I thought it was very clever to think about, you know, it's like the journey to get to the top is sometimes more significant than actually,
yes,
you know, reaching it. Yeah, because you learn a lot more about yourself. So, okay, the climb is more significant than reaching the mountaintop. It's a perilous ending hike up a steep incline, testing the outer limits of your will to survive, a climb more distinctive than anything else. You had to contrive it as a formidable feat, defying wayward eyes in awe of what has transpired. It's lighthearted to think about dropping down to the bottom after making it halfway up a treacherous and rocky slope. You've realized a conquering desire has started, an inability to stop being daring because the climb is more significant than reaching the mountaintop.
Again, so impactful. And as you're buying a book, Origins of the Lost Poetic Archives from an Unknown Scholar by B. Poet, our guest on the program, think about getting several. We're getting into gift-giving season. What better way to show your appreciation to someone, to say thank you, than with a book like this that has such power and meaning behind it, and a great story he's telling as well. I'm going to wrap up here with the poetry. We started with the sunrise. How about embracing the sunset? Let's wrap up the end of the day now.
Yeah, and actually, I had that concept of starting with the sunrise and then having a lot of poems in between the sunrise and the sunset, and then wrapping the book up with the encounter B. Poet has with the Oracle Hotep. So, all right. So we're going to end it with that one. So it'll be short and sweet for our listeners out there. So, all right. Embracing another sunset. Another sunset is reassuring in a sense for demonstrating that the sun's rays of gifted light have already shined on everyone who's chosen to welcome and recognize every new day with a smile, to feel whole again as the worthwhile person they want to become, originating from within the essence of their zestful soul.
So you've got us all the way through the day, from sunrise to sunset, messages in between. It is so well done. The book Origins of the Lost Poetic Archives from an Unknown Scholar. B. Poet is the author. Book available at Amazon, Stratton-Press.com, and other places there as well. Those were, I hate to say favorites, because every one I was reading became my new favorite. Then I would read the next one, and that would move up to the top of my list. Did you have any as you were writing that you thought, wow, I don't know if I can do better anymore? This was the pinnacle for me. I really did a nice job. Any favorites that you have?
Oh, that's a great question, Rick. A lot of times when I'm creating, I'm really not trying to outdo one. I try to just make it creatively distinctive on its own,
yes,
you know, and just making sure the message hits home, you know. Actually, I do have a favorite in here, and I'm going to say it's... it's befriending a peace in the best possible way. Yeah.
Okay, that is so well done, yeah. And you'll be impressed with all the poetry that you read in the storyline in B. Poet's book, Origins of the Lost Poetic Archives from an Unknown Scholar. A couple minutes left in the program here. I want to talk about what you're working on now. I know this is part of a series. What's next for B. Poet?
Actually, right now I'm working with Stratton Press, and there's two other books that I'm finishing that are a part of this series. I'll give the titles for the listeners. One is called The Zenith Venue, Inside the Mind of a Chosen Scholar. That's volume one. That's currently I'm working on. Also, there's another book for this series. It's called, same title, Origins of the Lost Poetic Archives from an Unknown Scholar, but this one's going to be The Forgotten Ruins. Oh. So this is going to be like You know how they do prequels for movies?
Yes.
This one be like the prequel to the very first book. So,
I mean, it sounds like with your mind so active in this mission that you're on, this passion that you are following, you're only limited by the time in 24 hours in a day. It's amazing. It sounds like this creativity flows all day long. What do you hope the takeaway is from the reader when somebody reads Origins of the Lost Poetic Archives from an unknown scholar? Again, this is sort of new territory that you're taking us to. What do you hope we take away from reading this book of poems?
I really hope that people can take away from this book is this inspiration, and also just from the curiosity of the title. You know, what's going on, you know, and then when they finally start to get into it, like, oh, wow, okay, this is pretty much a book about, you know, self-discovery and those curiosities we have about particular topics in life that people don't normally talk about, you know.
And you are talking about them in a really engaging, entertaining way. It is so well done. Origins of the Lost Poetic Archives from an Unknown Scholar, Memoirs by B. Poet, our guest on the program. If you're Googling just B. Poet, you can come up with the books there, but doing it that way. Published by Stratton-Press.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. His website, B. Poet's website, is originsofthelostpoeticarchives.godaddysites.com. And again, that's a lot there. We'll have all of this on our website, so you'll be able to get the information there as well. About to be translated into a number of foreign languages. More books coming from B. Poet. It's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations on your success with what you've been able to do so far. Just the tip of the iceberg. I hope we can do many more of these programs and talk about the wonderful work that you're doing. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. And it's been pleasurable.
It's been fun having you on the program. B. Poet. Once again, the book is Origins of the Lost Poetic Archives from an Unknown Scholar. You'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.